Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
We were just discussing the Sam Bradford injury, and that's got to be so frustrating and devastating for him, certainly Jeff Fisher, all the Rams and the Rams fans. How do NFL guys like you deal with this ongoing threat of the sword of Damocles hovering over your head, injuries to key players that really alter the entire outlook for an entire season of an entire football team? How do you compartmentalize that, Tom?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty tough, especially this time of year when you see that happen. But it's the nature of football, and it's been happening, you know, for as long as this game's been played. Because it's a physical game. There's so many things that are really unpredictable, and you just get caught in a bad position at the wrong time, and your season's over. So it's, you know, you got to really rely on the depth of the team, the quality of the players on the team, the coaching, all those things, playing it over the course of a long year. But losing key players is always pretty tough to overcome. So, you know, the rosters now look very different in December after 4 months of playing football. But hopefully you have as many healthy guys at the right time as possible in order to really achieve your goals. But it's always a tough thing to see.
Tom, when you went down, do you recall what your emotions were, not only just at the moment, but the course of the entire season, the frustration, your competitive guy? What was that whole thing like?
Well, I had never really been seriously injured until that. So it's really, you know, everyone deals with things differently. And I just remember kind of once you come to the conclusion that the season's over, then it's, you know, it's kind of on to the next phase and your competitive nature takes over and your rehabilitation and getting back on track. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're still obviously concerned with the team and paying attention to what they're doing and all the games and so forth, and you do develop a great appreciation for being out there, because sometimes, you know, you take for granted that you're just going to play every week, but that's not football. I mean, football is, you know, you got to pay the price to try to stay healthy, and you know, if you're fortunate enough to get out of a game and continue to play the next week, that's a great thing. That's something that I really took from being injured, was that, you know, even if you lose, sometimes you hate losing, but you go, you know what, I'm healthy. I got a chance to go out and redeem myself next week. And that's what you try to do.
Another injury in the headlines, obviously, Tom, was Wes Welker, another concussion. And I'm watching that and the coverage of that, I'm saying that's something that every receiver has to pay attention to, because there are times when you have to get down. I know Welker was trying to get down. But how much emphasis is there with, say, Edelman and Amendola, two undersized guys, two really tough guys who go over the middle, who take hits? How much emphasis is there to get them to avoid those hits, to go down the way Deion Branch used to go down or Marvin Harrison used to go down? Don't you want those guys to be a little less, you know, less courageous, you know, and a little more smart out there?
Yeah, and you've got to try to do, I mean, there's some that are just unavoidable, that, you know, it's literally split-second decisions and split-second timing on certain plays, and I just think the attitude of a lot of players is to do whatever it takes to help the team. So it's just, I try to talk to the receivers a lot about making good decisions and really being smart with when you have an opportunity to take care of yourself and get up and play the next play.
Right.
You know, those are the decisions you have to make. Sometimes you don't have that opportunity, and you just got to, you know, like in football, you just got to go for it. And it's a tough thing to see when you see guys get injured, and certainly head injuries, which have been a big topic of conversation over the last few years. And they're doing, the NFL's and the Players Association are trying to do the best they can to eliminate those types of injuries, but they're going to come up because it's a contact sport. So it's tough to see that happen. And you know, a guy like Wes, who's one of my best friends, I mean, he's as tough as they come. So he's just, you know, you hate to see him go through those things, and it's, you know, to see it happen for the third time in, you know, a little less than a year is you know, it's a tough thing. It's a tough thing for any player to deal with.
Tom, it's Jerry Thornton. And I just want to seal the, understatement of the century statement right now by saying I'm a big fan of your work. Now, everywhere I go, every show that I'm on here, everyone puts the number one question mark with the Patriots as the offense. Now, to me, this is the same offense that's getting Gronk back that last year was third in the league in points. Do you guys have any concept of how much doubt there is out there that you can score points?
Well, truthfully, I think we've never really paid attention to the external voices that are out there. And I think we just try to focus on, you know, what we need to do, what our job is, because the only people that can really affect what we do are the people that are inside that offensive meeting room. And I think we have high expectations. You know, we've had some great offenses over the years, and our expectation is to go out there and, you know, be a great offense. And that's one that doesn't turn the ball over, one that plays physical and smart, makes great decisions, and plays great situational football. And I think we did a great job of that. We've always done a great job of that over the years. Coaches talk a lot about situational football and making the plays when it really counts. And there's a lot of games that are decided by 3 points or less, and the teams that are the ones that win those games, the ones that are 3 points or less, you know, those are the ones that are the ones that you got to look out for. So teams that really find a way to win, teams that find a way to lose, and hopefully we're one of those offenses that finds ways to win when we have the opportunity. So we've got a lot of guys that have made contributions thus far over the course of the OTAs and the preseason games, and we're going to need that over the course of the year because it's a long year, and you know, all the guys that are active in that skill group and are going to need to be performers for us at whatever level, whatever role they make for themselves. So, you know, hopefully we can be, you know, one of the top offenses in the league, but, you know, we got to go out there and earn it. No one's going to make it easy for us.
Hey, Tom, were you surprised that Bill pulled you, albeit briefly, early in that ball game for Mallett? Did you see it coming? Did he warn you ahead of time? And what was the point of all of that?
Yeah, he's talked to us, you know, before about being ready at any time, because that's just kind of the way it goes. Over the course of the season, you never know when you're going to have the opportunity to, you know, something happened and, you know, another guy's got to step in and do the job. So it happened there in the first quarter of the game, and it's a great experience for all of us. It's, you know, a lot of these things are unpredictable in football season, and you got to be ready at any time for whatever situation may come up. So, you know, that's Coach Belichick always keeping everybody on their toes.
Hey, Tom, call me crazy, but somehow I picture Bill Belichick being a little aggravated when the offense and the defense and the special teams all play so well, he has nothing to correct the next day. Have you ever in 15 seasons been part of a Patriot win that was so flawless that Bill had nothing to bitch about the next day?
That's not his style. So he doesn't typically, you know, that's just not the way he is. So after 15 years, you stop looking for it. And you just kind of go out there and do your job. And the reality is there's always things to get better on. So it's not like, you know, there's plays, you know, we made a play in the game, you know, on a throw to Julian, down the field there in the third quarter. And, you know, it looks like a really good play and everyone's doing the things, you know, you need to do to execute whatever, a 30, 40 yard gain or whatever we gain. But the reality is you know, we didn't have it right. There was a problem with something that we were doing, and we kind of lucked into something, and, you know, we ended up making the play. So it's hard to congratulate everybody when you see there's things that are wrong or things that need improvement, even though it may turn out good in a preseason game. You know, 2 weeks in Miami, it may end up not working out so well. So those are examples of things that we need to do better. We need to be more consistent on in order to, you know, when the games really matter and you're going up against NFL caliber players on every single play, that we need to do a better job executing, because, you know, any one play in any game can get you beat, and you can't ever fall asleep on any of these plays.
Are you rarely have you looked this comfortable with your receiving core in August? I mean, and that's saying something. Are you pleasantly surprised at how this group of receivers has come along and gelled this early, Tom?
Yeah, we've done a really good job over the course of the preseason. I think one of the most important things we've done is that we've all been out there practicing. I think there's guys that have really, you know, made a great commitment over the offseason to get ready and prepare themselves to be out there every day to make the improvements. So, you know, all the skill guys, you know, the receivers have all been out there almost every day practicing and had a lot of chance opportunities over the summer to work. In the spring, it was the same thing. So, you know, hopefully we can get some other guys who haven't been out there back in the mix so that they can incorporate themselves into the offense and we can really see where we're at, guys like AD and Gronk. And it's you know, it is fun for all of us to go out and execute well. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do. And like I said, it's not like, you know, we have pretty high expectations. So it's not just, all right, let's, you know, have a series or a good quarter. It's no, let's have a good game. Let's play well every week. Let's play well every practice, every period in practice, every opportunity that we can get to be better and to develop chemistry and camaraderie between all of us. That's the only way to become a great offense. So, you know, our defense has been playing really well. They've been playing well since the beginning of OTAs, and we've faced those guys the entire offseason, which has really made our offense better. So hopefully that carries over into the season.
Tom, on that note, I want to ask about Brandon LaFell. We've seen different guys come in here and have a harder time than others fitting into this offense. Like, on a scale of Ocho Cinco to Randy Moss, like, where is Brandon LaFell right now?
Well, Brandon's he's a different receiver than a lot of the guys that have come in here. And he's, you know, as a veteran free agent, he's had a lot of opportunities to play NFL football, and he knows what it takes to go up against NFL caliber corners, and he's been productive. So, you know, the learning curve for someone like that is a lot less than someone that comes right out of college, or that's the advantage of a free agent, someone with experience. They've run routes. They know techniques. They know kind of some veteran savviness type skills that allow them to get open and do things with the ball in their hands. So, you know, he's done a great job, and it's been fun working with them. He's my locker mate. He's right next to me. We have a chance to really, talk all the time, talk football. And it's been fun to have him on the team. So I hope he's a big part of our offense this year. I know he's working his butt off, and every week we're trying to continue to make improvements.
Tom, final question for me. I think I can safely say without fear of contradiction, the chances are Burge isn't coming to your locker this week and says the coach wants to see you and bring your playbook, but other people aren't in that same situation. Is there an unsaid tension in the room this time of year?
Yeah, it's a tough week. You've seen a lot of guys that have worked really hard for 6 months that are looking for the opportunity that maybe don't get a chance to get it with the New England Patriots. So no one enjoys this week. It's kind of necessary evil, this league, and there's a lot of guys who just won't get an opportunity here, but maybe they'll get opportunity somewhere else. And there's so many great players over the years who have left teams and been successful in different places. So you just wish everybody the best of luck and the best of health, and for them to continue their career somewhere else. And maybe, you never know, they could always be back here. So, but yes, it's a tough week.
Hey, Tom, there was a fascinating piece by Karen Garrigue in the Herald yesterday about how you work your brain. And I was wondering, as I'm reading this thing, did you just stumble across that, or did you one day say, I have to exercise my brain if I'm going to maintain my level of, I guess, decision-making late in my career? I mean, how did you start out doing that?
Well, it's head injuries, like I said, have been a big topic of conversation the last few years. And I think that was something that the guy that I work with, Alex Guerrero, who I've worked with for a long time, who's, just a guy that I trust implicitly with my body and the preparations I need to make in order to be successful. You know, we talk about all different injuries, and certainly head injuries are one that I've always been curious about. And he researched it, and he said, these are the things we need to do to build up some brain resiliency, some brain fitness. And I got started a few years ago and noticed a huge difference. So it's it's another tool kind of in the tool bag to use. If you're going to play for a long time, you got to figure out all these different types of things in order to strengthen your body, strengthen your mind, and be proactive about it, because you just can't wait to get hurt. I keep saying that all the time. It's, so much of what the model has always been for athletes is just go as hard as you can until you break down. And if you want to be a great athlete and maximize your ability to really sustain peak performance for a long period of time, you got to be proactive. You can't wait to get hurt. And I think that's something that I've really tried to do over the last bunch of years. And certainly the brain plays a big part in that. So it's just part of an education, a re-education for a lot of athletes, who are really in an old model, an old system that doesn't really work for athletes. I don't want to be, 50, 60 years old and not be able to walk or not be able to think. And I think there's effort that goes into that, and you pay the price in advance so that you can exceed all expectations for not only for your football career, but as you continue on.
Would it help aging talk show hosts? And what does it entail? Do you like play Jeopardy? Do you do puzzles? How do you exercise your brain?
There's a lot of different brain exercises, and there's probably 26 or 28 that we've developed that work all different parts of your brain. So you can figure out where deficiencies are, and then you get them to an optimal level. Because like everything in your body, you don't want something to work too hard, and you don't want something to work not enough. And I think finding that balance, you know, in your brain or in your body is, you know, how you optimize your performance. And so you figure out where deficiencies are, where you're out of range, and then you do exercise to bring yourself back to range so that you can, you know, you can continue to do the things that you want to do for as long as you want. Just as you get older, I said this before, you don't have to, it's you can sustain peak performance as long as you can, especially as an aging talk show host. Your memory or your whatever the things that you need to do to work on, you can sustain those things for a lot longer than you realize. And I think that's something that I've learned and I'm going to continue to do for as, you know, as long as I'm here.
Tom, it would be really unprofessional of me to point out to you right now that I'm meeting you for the first time and it's my birthday. Fortunately, I'm not a professional in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, if you were to, you know, wish me a happy or sing, I don't think anyone would bleep that out. Or
no, probably not.
No. Okay. All right. Forget that. I withdraw the question.
Hey, Tom, any idea how much playing time you get in the fourth and final preseason game? Have you been told or are you just waiting to find out?
We're just waiting to find out. And we've, you know, we always around here, we get ready to play. So it's not something that you don't get ready to play and then you get to game time and coach says, look, you guys are playing, and then you're screwed. So you get ready to play. And then if he decides not to play, you don't play. But we treat everything like a normal week. And, you know, it's a good preparation for us either way. So, you know, we got a lot of work to do this week. It's, you know, every day we're getting one step closer to games that count. So you don't want to waste any of these days because, you know, Miami's working hard. Minnesota's working hard. These teams we play earlier in the season, they're working hard. So, you know, hopefully we can go out, work them, and get a little bit of an edge ourselves.
Full disclosure, tears are streaming down Jerry Thornton's face. Please just say happy birthday to him and make him happy, Tom.
Happy birthday, Jerry. Happy birthday.
My bucket list is now complete. Thanks very much.
Talk to you next week, Tom. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Tom Brady.